How did Anthony Roberts come to...
Because of this man.
You know, we're from the same high school.
Okay. So you probably did the recruiting of Anthony Roberts.
Yeah. I mean, of course, went down there and talked to him. So he had signed with the University of Tennessee.
Tell us about how you convinced him to change his mind.
You know, he kind of looked up to me because back home, you know, like I said, we had won the state back-to-back. And we were the fourth-ranked team in the nation. And he heard a lot about me. You know, I know his sister. Back home, people think a lot of me. He kind of admired me, too. So it was kind of easy, you know, because I came out here. He wanted to come.
So then you have Richard to thank for doing this recruiting.
Yes.
Me and Coach never had problems.
No.
I have too much respect for him.
In fact, I tell you the thing I'm really disappointed in that I did. He was married, and he had a little girl. He was taking her to the hospital. And I didn't know that, but he wasn't at practice on time, which was stupid on my part. Really, I should have found out exactly what happened.
So you got on him because he was not at practice, and you didn't understand the reason.
Well, we just found out my daughter had meningitis.
Yeah, but that was one of those things that I thought he didn't show up. But he didn't miss a time. He never missed a day. I don't think he ever missed a class. This thing with President Roberts was just unbelievable. We would be up to his house, all of us. He'd have them praying, and it was a wonderful time.
It was luxury. You know, we had our own plane. We fly in. Where I come from, you know, we never had nothing like that. We came out of visit school. They picked us up in the limousine. That's big time where I come from.
We should point out that Oral liked basketball because he played basketball.
Right.
And it was while he was playing basketball when he was 16 that he collapsed and they discovered he had tuberculosis. He thought that basketball was good public relations for his school.
Oh, yeah.
Did he come to practice?
Oh, Lord.
All the time.
Yes.
Did he ever offer advice?
Not to me, he didn't.
Not to me either.
But he would just come there and watch.
Oh, now I'll tell you what he might do. He might be saying a little something back here in the back or something. But no, that was just part of our game. It wasn't something where he was a nuisance.
We'd go play. He'd be on playing with, fly the game with us. He's a very, very down-to-earth man.
Yeah. I never got on the plane and go sit down with him until I was asked. Because sometimes he would be doing some work.
On the plane, you mean?
On the plane.
Right.
Now, some of them...
They would hover around him.
He'd strut around. Mm-hmm. And also, if President Roberts wasn't there, Bill Jernigan and some of them, they figured they could be the number one guy. I had a little manager, and he had just walked by and said, you know, you're in the wrong seat. I said, Coach Stricky, that's his seat. President Roberts doesn't go. That's Coach Stricky's seat. I mean, it was that kind of thing. Well, I didn't care where it's seat. I had people on that plane that I didn't have a seat because I had too many people.
Mm-hmm.
Had too many people. Mm-hmm.
Did he ever join you on recruiting visits?
Went right there in Nashville.
David Vaughn.
Well, Lord, yeah.
He went to preach at Dave Vaughn, Dad's church.
Yeah.
Who's David Vaughn? And talk to us about that.
Dave Vaughn was out of Nashville. He played at Cameron. They had won back-to-back state championship, too, and everybody was trying to recruit him. Matter of fact, I think he had signed with Memphis State, and then Coach got him.
With David Vaughn, did you bring Oral?
Yeah. I got acquainted with David's grandfather. He really wanted David to go to ORU. David Vaughn was trying to go someplace else.
And Dave Vaughn was married to Larry Finch's sister.
Larry Finch's sister.
Coach at Memphis State.
Okay. Yeah. So then David Vaughn committed to Oral Roberts. Was it tough recruiting players because of this code of conduct, the code of honor and all that?
Never bothered me. If they didn't want to come, fine, I'll go find it.
So then was it tough? Did some people turn you down because you had to sign a statement?
The honor code was just a letter of intent.
A letter of intent.
Okay.
I really didn't even care about giving those things. If you don't want it, fine.
You mean the written statement saying that you don't?
Yeah, to me it's ridiculous. If I went to Chattanooga or I went someplace and didn't want to come, well, I'll go find another one.
Another player.
Yeah.
Wouldn't Oral Roberts join you at high school games to scout a prospect?
He and Richard once or twice might go to see a game, but they never interfered with anything. And I swear I'll put my hand on the Bible. He knows what I'm saying. If they started getting in my business, I'd just disappear.
Yeah.
But it wasn't President Roberts. You ever know the guy that was the doctor? The guy that started hanging around with President Roberts and built the City of Faith, Jim Winslow. Yeah.
Dr. Winslow.
Oh, yeah. Boy, he really was trying. And he did. He got in. The president let him do that, but he couldn't get that with me. Winslow we were going in at the half, and we get in there, and he came out, and I said, Winslow, did you give, the left-handed guard that was real good,
McCants. Sam McCants.
I said, did you give McCants a shot? And he said, yeah. And I said, you get the hell out of here and don't ever come back again. I do not give shots to anybody. I don't do it to parents, and I don't do it to the doctors. If he can't play, then I'm not going to put him in. That's just not part of my...
So was it a steroid type of thing, that shot that he
had
was
to the knee. He took a shot in the knee at the half. Oh, and I said, if I lose this game, you better start running. I don't believe in that.
Yeah.
But see, they all were kind of wanting to think that they were... And the kids used to laugh at them.
So you have to be around how they were trying to get closer to the president, you know. And you could see it.
Everybody wants to be around Oral, right?
Yeah, they were trying to get close to him.
We should point out, too, about Anthony Roberts' record. From 73 through 77 during his four-year career, he averaged 21.7 points, 7.4 rebounds per game, including a senior season, which he averaged 34 points and 9.2 rebounds. He's only one of two players in the National College Athletic Association Division I history, along with Hall of Famer Pete Maravich, to score 60 or more points in a single game versus a Division I opponent more than once. Roberts scored 66 points on February 19, 1977 against North Carolina AT&T and 65 against Oregon on March 9th of 1977. So that's the kind of player he was, and we had them right here in Tulsa at ORU. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was an astounding talent that you originated and brought here, and obviously Richard helped in all that.
Anthony was great to play.
Yeah.